अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू करबला, अजनी आफी मां मदीना टू
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let me share with you a beautiful narration in relation to the power and the benefits of Durood e Pak. Once a beggar approached some unbelievers and he asked for something, and the unbelievers sent the beggar to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who stood close by. The beggar approached Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and asked him for the thing. And the unbelievers had done this knowing that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala would not have anything to give, and they were trying to, na'uzu billah, mock him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala recited Salatul Nabi 10 times, asked the beggar to hold out his hand, and blew onto the hand. Then advising the beggar to close his fist in front of the unbelievers, he sent him back. So the unbelievers are watching this. They've sent this beggar to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, thinking he has nothing. And the beggar's going to ask him, and what is he going to give? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asks him to hold out his hand, reads Durood e Pak, asks him to close his hand, and sends him back to the unbelievers. He goes back to the unbelievers, and they're laughing, expecting nothing to happen. How can something happen when somebody blows into an empty palm? But when the beggar opens his hand, his fist in front of them, they are amazed to see dinars in his hand. Allahu Akbar. Having seen this great karamat, this great saintly miracle, the unbelievers accepted Islam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this narration, not only do we learn the amazing power of Durood e Pak and reciting Salatul Nabi and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we also get a glimpse of the amazing status of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, this amazing companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, when we look at the era of Islam and the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beginning of Islam, when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announces to the world to bring it out of darkness the beauty of Islam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the one who steps up and accepts Islam. He was given many titles over his time. Many miracles, saintly miracles, took place at his hands. The Lion of Allah was one of his titles. He was the son-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was called the great Hadr al-Karrar, the very generous, the very brave, the one who worshipped excessively, whose spiritual ranks were amazing, whose tongue had fluency, whose intellect was mesmerizing for those around him. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the apple of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam since childhood. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was brought up around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also was one of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam established brotherhood amongst the companions in Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who came to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in tears. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody's got a partner, everybody's got a companion. Everybody has established brotherhood, the brothers and they work together, and all the companions, but I don't have anybody. And at this, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Ali, you are my brother in this world and also in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the status and the rank of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And the affection of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards him? Allahu Akbar. His glory, his greatness, and above all else, his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The one who loves Ali loves me. And the one who loves me loves Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, whoever bears malice towards Ali bears malice towards me. And whoever bears malice towards me bears malice towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. The status of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has also said that the one who spoke ill of Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu speaks ill of me. And this is the close relationship that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From these hadith and mubarakah, it is obvious that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the lion of Allah azza wa jal, was very close to Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anybody who has any shadow of a doubt in his heart about the great rank and status of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his iman is in danger. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the lion of Allah Azza wa Jal. His karamat and his service of Islam was amazing. His good manners, his moral traits, his living, his yearning and passion for worship and serving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his personality, his intellect, Allahu Akbar, was amazing. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whenever we asked about a ruling from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we always got the correct answer. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the residents of Medina would get Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to decide their cases because they knew that he would give the best decisions. And Sayyidina Sayyid bin Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, amongst the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no one except Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu who used to say, ask me whatever you need to ask. Allahu Akbar. His scholarly ability, his competence in Shari rulings, his judging, his justice, was so amazing that in every situation he managed to find an answer in accordance with the Quran and the Hadith. His knowledge of the Quran, of inheritance laws, of medicine, of halal and haram, Arabic sayings, genealogy, everything. Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew the answer to such a great extent, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, the great female scholar of Islam, the greatest Islam has ever had, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar al-Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that whenever I had such a problem which caused me difficulty, I would call or mention the problem to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he would solve it. Subhanallah. Even if it was extremely difficult, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would find a way of dealing with the problem. There's one example. Two people came to a woman and they said, we're going to leave you with a treasure of money, but you've got to do this. Do not give it to either one of us if we come alone. The only time we can retrieve this treasure from you is if we both come together and we ask for it. They leave the treasure with the woman. And a year goes by and one of them comes. He says, can you return that treasure to me? She says, no, I can't. Because the pact was, the agreement was, the contract was, that I would only give it back when both of you came together. And there's only you on your own. He said, but my companion has died. She said, well, I cannot breach the contract. If both of you come, then is only when I can give it. This man then started to speak to the people of the family, the relatives and the neighborhood, and put pressure on this woman. Finally, because of the insistence of all these people, she returned the treasure to them. After a year had passed, the second companion came and said to the woman, can you return my dinars? She said, I've already given them to your companion. He told me that you had died. Allahu Akbar. He then demanded the money from her. She could not pay it back. And the case was brought to the court of none other than Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But at the request of the woman, she was sent together with this second companion to the court of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Upon reaching the court of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon telling them what had happened, his intelligence and his wisdom was so great that straight away he realized what had happened. He realized that these two friends had come together to cheat this woman. They had made a pact that they would do this to try and double their money. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the man, didn't you say to this woman that unless both come together, do not return any of the dinars to us? He replied, yes. And said that they had decided the same. So he agreed that was the agreement. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, right, returning your money is our responsibility. Go and bring your companion so that we can return the deposit to you. Very simple answer. You are demanding the money. Go and get the other one. And we will give you the money because that was the pact. You're both alive, aren't you? So you can only have the money if you bring your companion with you. And obviously because they were both in it together, they were going to struggle to do that. Subhanallah. And the scholars write that this was just a glimpse of the amazing wisdom with which Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu solved cases in the Sharia courts. This was the great ability, the intellectual ability and foresight he had. His knowledge was amazing, but the foresight he had in these matters was beautiful and was unmatched. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, it was not only the intellect of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his sharp thinking and his quick thinking that was his real asset. His real, real strength lay in his love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His deep devotion to Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, once in order to arrange food for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the early times of Islam and the Muslims were struggling and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not eaten for some time. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not bear this. So he went to the orchard of a non-Muslim and he agreed to draw up 17 buckets of water from a well. And for each bucket he would bring up, he would be given one date. After he had finished, the non-Muslim presented all types of different dates. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu picked 17 ajwa dates and presented them in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, O Abu al-Hassan, where have you got these dates from? And he humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard news of your severe hunger. So I went out to look for a job and that I could find something for you to eat. The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have done all of this for the love of Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes. So the greatest prophet said, the person who loves Allah and his Rasul, poverty, hunger, come to him as quickly as flood water falls down. So that the one who loves Allah and his beloved Habib need to be ready for patience and perseverance. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Subhanallah. It is narrated that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said that the blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the destitute Muslims will enter paradise half a day before the rich ones and that half a day will be equivalent to 500 years. If we read the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had the ability to blow on the hand of a beggar and miraculously coins appeared. So he had the ability to do a lot. But for the sake of Islam and Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived a life that was simple, a life that was difficult. But alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, his ranks were raised so much that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as his brother. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had extraordinary qualities. He was the conqueror of Khaybar. He was the lion of Allah. He was the symbol of purity. On the night of Hijrat, when Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving Makkah al-Mukarramah for Madinah al-Munawwarah, and the kuffar is surrounding, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lie on their bistr mubarak, on their bed. Now, we know from the books of history, the books of hadith, that the kuffar were out to put an end to Islam. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was putting himself in grave danger, but no thought crossed his mind apart from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The Muslims are in battle and they need to conquer a castle. And they are struggling. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tomorrow morning, I'm going to give the flag to such a person who is going to conquer the castle. Alhamdulillah, when the morning comes, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out, where is Ali? Everybody is eager to find out who the flag is going to be given to. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Everybody is hoping. The great lions of Allah are hoping that we will get the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the flag of Islam, and we will lead the way. When Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks for Hazrat Ali, the people tell him, the Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has an eye infection. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him, and when he's brought to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applies the saliva mubarak, Rabidahan mubarak, to the eyes of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He recovers from this within no time. And then he is given the flag. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu asks, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I fight the battle until they become Muslims like us? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be kind till you step onto the battlefield. Then invite them towards Islam and let them know the rights of Allah, which are binding on them. I swear to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if Allah Azza wa Jalla gives guidance towards the embracing Islam to even one by virtue of your endeavors, then it is much better for you as compared to having red camels. Allahu Akbar. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala steps up and he goes up to the fortress. His shield is taken down, but he unhinges the doors and uses it as a shield and continues to attack the non-Muslims, and he conquers the fort of Khaybar. The door was so heavy, the people write and the historians write, that 40 people would struggle to lift it. But on that day, because of the blessings of the Nalani Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through this saintly miracle, this karamat, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala lifts the door, uses it as a shield, and conquers the fort of Khaybar. Subhanallah. Lion of Allah, no doubt. Subhanallah. His bravery was matchless. His love for Islam was unbelievable. His knowledge is admired by the world today. Subhanallah. His distinctive character, Allahu Akbar, knew no bounds. His true attributes of strength were narrated that once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was striking the unbeliever, cutting them into pieces in a battle, and a voice was heard from the unseen. There is no match of Ali in bravery, and there is no match for his sword, the Zulfiqar. His sword was called Zulfiqar, subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the honor and the privilege of spending his childhood with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, because of the upbringing around the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every quality of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was great. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the greatest walis of Allah azza wa jal in this world. Indeed, he was amongst the best of the companions. Out of all the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu were the greatest. Subhanallah. These were the amazing stars of the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their servitude to Islam and the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was truly amazing. Their love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was truly, truly magnificent. And one glimpse of this can be seen from the fact that at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to terms with the non-Muslims, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the duty to write down everything that had been agreed. He wrote down that these are the conditions upon which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah, has decided to make reconciliation with the Quraysh. So he writes this down. Having heard this, one of the kuffar, Suhail bin Amr, says, no, we can't accept this, because you have written here that the treaty is between Muhammad Rasulullah, the Prophet of Allah, but we don't accept that this is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we're not going to accept this. We're not going to agree to this unless you remove Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from this and just write Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu cannot bear this. Raka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, O Ali, I am Muhammad bin Abdullah. Write that. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been commanded by the best of creation. It is a situation where the Muslims are outnumbered by the non-believers. It is a great treaty that in years to come was going to benefit the Muslims to a level which we couldn't even comprehend today. This was Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amazing wisdom and foresight and ilmi ghaib, that this was the right thing at the time. All Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala needed to do was remove Rasulullah. The name of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to remain, but that title of Rasulullah. But he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can Ali cut that out? No, I can't. He refuses to do it in a humble manner. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then moves forward and he raises it himself. Allahu Akbar. But look at the love that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had. That even though Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ali, change it. Change it to Muhammad bin Abdullah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, no, I cannot bear to change your name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was an amazing personality. Indeed, he leaves his home one morning and on the way, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is inviting towards good and waking Muslims up for Fajr. And a badbakht attacks him and martyrs him, injures him badly and then martyrs him. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala the amazing. His life was full of so many saintly miracles. Going on the way to Maqam-e Safin, the battle, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala came across some lands where there was no water. The entire army was in difficulty. They were exhausted with intense thirst. A monk informs them that water is about 14 kilometers away. Some of the companions, they seek permission to go there and quench their thirst. Listening to this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mounts his mule and, pointing to a place, he orders for the ground to be dug up. They start digging, and suddenly a big rock appears. His companions try to move this rock, but they struggle. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala dismounts from the mule. He goes up to the rock, putting his hand in the crack that was there. He lifts the rock out. And as he lifts the rock out, suddenly from beneath it, a pure, crystal clear stream of water gushes forth from beneath the rock. The whole of the battalion quenched their thirst from it. The troops give it to their animals. Everybody drinks. They fill their containers. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala then puts the rock back in its place. The monk in the church was witnessing all of this. He comes running out. After seeing this saintly miracle, this karamat, he says, "Are you a prophet?" Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, "No, I am not." He says, "Are you an angel?" He smiles and says, "Of course not." "Then who are you?" Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, "I am the companion of the last prophet, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The monk then says, "I accept the religion of Islam. I accept the religion you are on." He reads the kalma and he embraces Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asks him, "Why?" He says, "It has been written in our religious books that there is a hidden stream near this church which will be revealed by a prophet or a companion of the prophet. And hence, I and my other monks have stayed here for a long time at this church waiting for this occurrence. Today, my dream has come true and I have witnessed this great stream being revealed through this saintly miracle, and I therefore wholeheartedly embrace Islam." Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wept so much that his beard was drenched in tears. He said, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I have been mentioned even in their books." The monk became one of the companions and warriors of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and died a death of martyrdom in the great battles with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali buried him and prayed for his forgiveness. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great, was amazing. His intellect, his knowledge, and his love and devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew no bounds. His grandeur, his amazing status was mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah verse 274. Translation from Kanzul Iman: "Those who give their money in charity in night and day secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Rabb. They neither have any fear nor any sorrow." Subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a great Amir al-Mu'mineen. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to recognize his great status and to follow in his footsteps. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.